Welcome to Virginia's Community of Learning. I'm Karen Richardson. This is the February Conference Calendar podcast. Each month, the Vital News features conferences of interest to educators in Virginia. This month, we have four conferences that are coming up. The first one is the Virginia Society for Technology and Education Annual Conference. Information about this can be found at VSTE's website, www.vste.org. The conference will be held at the Hotel Roanoke Conference Center in Roanoke, Virginia, March 12th, 13th, and 14th, 2006. It's a great gathering of Virginia educators. It's a really good conference, particularly for classroom teachers. So we recommend that you try to send a team of teachers to this particular conference. The second one is the Society for Education Technology and Teacher Education, which will be held in Orlando, Florida, March 20th through the 24th. 2006. www.site.org, and you can get further information about this. While the primary audience for this conference is higher education, many of the sessions I think would be of interest to K-12 educators as well. After all, we're all grappling with the same kind of issues. Besides, SITE is this year, it's the same time as the Florida Educational Technology Conference that we'll talk about in a minute. So you get two conferences at the same time. That's what I'm going to be doing. So the Florida Educational Technology Conference, and its URL is www.fetc.org, will be at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida, right at the end of International Drive, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, 2006. This is a state conference, but it's really become something of a national and international celebration. I'm going to be doing a presentation along with Chris O'Neill on Friday, March 24th. It'd be great to see some old friendly faces. And let me tell you, Orlando in March is just a perfect time. Finally, it's a little far in advance, but you can register now. And if you haven't gotten your hotel yet, you're going to want to do that. And that's the National Educational Computing Conference. Its URL is www.neccsite.org. It's going to be held this year in San Diego from July 4th through the 7th. Thousands of educators come to this conference. It's sort of the premier technology conference in the United States. It's just amazing. If you've never gone before, have a great time. If you have gone before, you know what I'm talking about. So I'll be there again, and it'd be great to see some old friendly faces. Each month, the conference calendar features something related to one of these conferences, and this year it's FETC. One of the largest, most successful conferences in the United States devoted to educational technology. The Florida Educational Technology Conference attracts teachers, principals, deans, district administrators, curriculum designers, media specialists, technology directors, and various other educators. FETC 2005, according to the organization, drew 8,500 attendees, 41% of whom were K-12 administrators. The conference program is designed so educators and administrators have an opportunity to learn how to integrate different technologies across the curriculum, from kindergarten to college, while being exposed to the latest hardware, software, and successful strategies on student technology use. FETC is coordinated by the Florida Educational Technology Corporation, which was established in 1996 with the mission to advocate and support the use of technology in education by providing an annual world-class conference and other initiatives for the education community. The FETC Board of Directors is composed of 10 at-large representatives. We'd strongly recommend visiting the FETC conference at least one year. It's just a terrific way to learn more about technology with lots of enthusiastic educators. Thanks for listening. This has been the conference calendar for February 2006. The Vital News, of which the conference calendar is a part, is available online at Virginia's Community of Learning, www.virginialearning.org. Don't miss our upcoming podcast on the resources featured in the February newsletter. Thanks for listening.